cholera strikes so fast, it is sometimes called the lightning disease. Without rehydration therapy or antibiotics for severe cases, cholera can kill in a matter of hours. The disease causes acute diarrhea that can lead to severe dehydration. Most of the more than 1 million Haitians displaced by a powerful earthquake last January live in tent cities around the capital, and waterborne cholera bacteria spread easily in unsanitary conditions, where supplies are shared for cooking and washing. But unsanitary conditions in Haiti are not limited to these camps. Dr. John Andrus is with the Pan American Health Organization, an arm of the World Health Organization.
Before this, Port-au-Prince, for the most part, was a large urban slum with very poor water and sanitation conditions. So this is ripe for the rapid spread of cholera. We expect transmission to be extensive.
Haiti's Minister of Health is calling the epidemic a national emergency. Nearly 10,000 people have been hospitalized since the outbreak began late last month. Dr. Andres says based on projections from an outbreak in Peru, some 270,000 people in Haiti may contract cholera. As the disease spreads in this initial outbreak, health care will be a challenge.
I think the capacity to deal with the patients has been stretched but sufficient. We expect patients to be treated in tents in hospital compounds outside the walls. That's something we're prepared to do.
Because cholera is spread through fecal contamination, poor hygiene, and lack of sanitation, Dr. Andres says the Pan American Health Organization has started a campaign to teach people about good hygiene.
We've deployed communication experts that are working on community messages in the local Creole language to ensure that families receive such messages and understand them, and then that gets translated into behavior.
After the initial outbreak is under control, health officials will have to do some long-term planning.
The bacteria has a foothold in the river system and in other sources of water, and it will remain, and it will be a challenge to control future spread.
One of the ways to keep cholera from spreading is to upgrade the sanitation system in Haiti. Carol Pearson, VOA News.